guaranteed to take up some of your time.
No!
I didn't say it in a bad way.
It's the podcast that's meant to make your day a little
brighter.
And funnier.
Heck yeah.
And it gives you life tips and right. dog tips and writing tips.
That's right.
And it always starts with a random thought.
Yeah.
Which sometimes happens in bed, sometimes happens in a car, sometimes happens in the kitchen.
Could happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere.
It's random.
And it begins right now.
With me today, as always, is the incredibly talented Carrie Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author and knower of lots of stuff.
And with me today is Sean Kelly Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he is not. Now he's a business owner, a super tall human being, and has a really cranky resting face. You would admire him.
Well, no, I just don't throw my middle name out there all that often.
Random thought time. Let's talk about cilantro.
What about it, love?
We don't have any.
Don't need any.
I know, but the recipe calls for it.
So? Cilantro doesn't do anything. Who even likes cilantro?
I love cilantro.
Why?
Sean doesn't think you can taste cilantro.
It's just like any other green.
Some people hate it.
It's like putting green instead of driving range grass or something. That's the green stuff all tastes the same. It's like just a variance of color versus it's like the same thing.
Are you a super taster?
A what?
A super taster.
Well, I'm super.
Oh my gosh.
And I love to taste, so yeah, I guess so.
Oh no. Anyways.
No, I'm not. It's only in the last basically since I've been with you, probably, that I've gotten into nuances of food. And beverage, rarely, but mostly food.
Sean's go-to food was always, we can't say the word for it, but it's a synonym for poop. And it's macaroni and cheese and hamburger.
It's not my go-to. Well, it could be. I really
I think
like
that's
it.
Your go-to.
And it's so easy as a meal.
I think that's your go-to.
And
it's full of chemicals.
And I love pepper meals.
What?
That, meals that just beg to be peppered.
Like put black
like
pepper on it?
Macaroni and cheese, yeah. Or baked mashed potatoes.
I never knew that, man.
Well, mashed potatoes also make you get salt, but
you like butter.
Of course.
I don't like butter.
Just figured out I have this thing. Mashed potatoes are butter and pepper, and baked potatoes are butter and salt. French fries are ketchup and salt, but isn't that strange that the mashed potatoes get pepper instead of salt?
And no ketchup.
Well,
you put ketchup on your home fries.
I put ketchup on mashed potatoes when I was a kid, I bet you. Ooh. I put them on tater chips.
No, you did not.
Potato chips.
No, you did not.
Yes, it
no, you did not.
Very similar to a French fry.
No, you did not.
Yes, I have.
That's so American.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even a fan of ketchup. Like, if I had a choice between ketchup, honey mustard, and sriracha, ketchup would always be the last choice.
Yeah. But greenery still sucks.
Cilantro is amazing. Cilantro is amazing.
Rabbit food.
No, it's not. It's delicious. Delicious.
It's this,
do you
it's
like the, fresh basil?
It's the leafy, herby type things that are just... I mean, they have their job in flavor, but if it's going to be put a sprig on top and eat it, I care less.
So we're making baked skillet pasta with cheddar and spiced onions, according to the New York Times recipe by Melissa Clark. And it calls for cilantro or parsley, but we have neither because our grocery store in northern Maine did not have any cilantro. Thus, a random thought. What are you looking at?
I was looking at the title. It seems like it's kind of an Italian dish, right?
It seems like macaroni and cheese with a little...
Kind of, but the sauce.
No, it had cumin and coriander in it. That's not Italian.
Okay.
Like if it was basil and thyme. You know?
Sure.
I don't know. But it says you can serve it as a meatless main course with a crisp salad alongside.
That's a whole nother subject right there, how you sucker me into this meatless meal.
Or as a rich side to a lighter chicken or fish dish.
Where's the chicken? Where's the fish?
But my favorite line...
She's ignoring the fact that there's no meat.
My favorite line in this whole recipe is, cook pasta until just about 2 minutes shy of al dente.
I think we did that perfectly, babe.
I know, actually. But how do you know that? Because al dente is to taste.
It comes back to me being a super taster.
You make me cough, laugh. Super taster.
So what'd you say about a voice memo I said about that? You did. You did.
Have you been taping it whole
just,
time?
No, just for a second.
We can't say the word because I think the word is a swear word.
No, it's not.
A cat's.
It's a donkey, too. It's
I know.
The cat's ass. Because I said the cat's ass.
I had to put explicit on it.
Okay, so that's not a saying. It's cat's meow. She's right. It is also the cat's meow. But when I looked it up, what did you find, baby?
Well, I didn't find anything because you looked it up.
Well, what did you find when I put it in front of your face?
That it means a place that cannot be licked.
No. What? Oh, God. You should be a politician. Two different definitions. One was that it's awesome. And the other one said that can't be licked. It did not say the place that can't be licked. That can't be licked means it can't be beat. Right?
That's right.
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 I can beat a cat's ass.
All you animal lovers, Sean actually is more of a cat person than a dog person. And he loves cats and he would never hurt them. Unless they were attacking him or something.
Well, yeah, right.
But no.
Like ours does frequently, but...
No, he's lying.
She's good.
She's the best cat.
Hey, Lord.
She's kind of embarrassed because she thinks we're talking about her bottom.
No, we're not.
We would never talk about your bottom, Marzi.
She looks rough.
She's... Sean is vigorously petting the cat right now.
You're so naughty, man.
I know. Oh, man. If we were attractive people, we'd do much better on YouTube. You're attractive, but I'm not.
And
we would have such a great YouTube channel. Because we're weird.
Here, drink some more juice, man.
I don't know how to not be authentic. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to go now. Because
yes,
Sean was right.
To vigorously rub the
the cat. So bad.
Enjoy, baby. Writing tip of the pod. P.O.D.
P.O.D. So our two random thoughts there kind of show what it's like to live in our house.
You don't want to be here.
No, that's not true.
I don't think mere mortals can handle the comedy.
It's a lot. It's a lot of laughing here. And the name of this podcast episode is How to Be Happier Writers, Dogs, and People, and
Rewiring your brain.
Your brain, man. Right? Everything can be funny and everything can be happy, even cilantro and kitty bum bums, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I was thinking about this question, I was thinking about how we can make our organizations and ourselves happy. And we talk about this all the time in our house. And to be fair, we also talk about expelling gas out the rectum and cookie recipes and the pretentious of New York Times food recipes. But happiness, even within all those other topics, gets mentioned a lot.
Dude, we made the best short rib cookies last night. That made me happy.
That's so true.
Happier than a frigging cat butt.
Cat butt. So Will Durant wrote, "We are what we repeatedly do." So apparently Sean and I are
cat butts. That's got nothing to do with cat butts.
Totally has to do with cat butts.
But humans are pattern seekers, and sometimes those patterns aren't really helpful ones. We fall into our default patterns, and they become like well-used highways, constantly used routes to our thinking. He's laughing at me.
No.
All right. Our brains are like these mechanical devices wired for efficiency and for those learned patterns, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm home every Saturday night and I'm all alone, I think no one will ever love me. And then I think that every day and every night and every day, and it becomes my reality, when in fact, I just haven't gone out on Saturday night and tried to meet anybody.
I haven't found Mr. and Mrs. Wright.
Yeah. So it's
You're sitting out there waiting.
Right.
I mean, you gotta get your ass out of the house.
Out of the house.
And go find them.
We're not talking to anyone.
Okay.
Anyways, but it's not just those mental patterns, which are terribly important. We also have these daily patterns and routines, right, Shawnee?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how many of us get up and make coffee and go out and exercise, come back to drink our coffee, go to work, be on the same road every day?
Well, some of us do that, but some of us get up, make coffee, go poop, come back, drink coffee, and go to work. Be the same road every day.
Forgot pooping.
Exercise for the birds. Unless you're into it, then that's cool.
Or we do some pattern like that, because we're wired for efficiency, and we've learned that pattern, that daily pattern in our life, right?
Yeah.
But the cool thing about our brains is that we can rewire them.
I know. There was days when I didn't know if I'd actually be able to wait until after I got the coffee started that I had to go poop. But
that's not what I meant.
I suffered for a few months and eventually rewired my brain so that it did not even think about pooping until after the coffee was going.
Oh my gosh. To be fair, you're really good at holding in your poops.
Okay.
This went down such a bad tangent.
I thought that was a good example.
I'm not sure if that's super helpful to people, but we are happy while talking about it, so maybe that's a good example.
Yeah.
All right, so the currency of our media and social media and blog posts makes it that news is attention, and negative news gets a lot of attention. Threats get more attention than positive stories and inspiration, right? A lot of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
Unless you're talking about cute butt cat videos, because they get shared a lot and go viral.
Well, they're rolling on the ground after eating some cilantro, because you know how they like that cilantro. Oh, that's cat. There we go.
But the thing is that, like, the way the news works is also the way a lot of our brands work. We focus on those super negative things, like, say, in our Rotary Club, we don't have a president after our next president. And everybody's thinking about that all the time. Like, why don't we have a president? Why is no one volunteering to be president? Instead of thinking of all the thousands of dollars we give to our community or the friendships are made or all those positive things.
Right.
So the negative stuff, the way a lot of our brains are wired in America, at least, is what gets the attention.
Yeah, a lot of time. That's why I think half of social media users are actually just drama seekers.
Okay, you're going to lose a lot of our listeners with that kind of negative.
No, that's not true at all. I said only half of social media.
Well, that's because when you're like,
general.
I need prayers right now, everybody's like, I give you prayers, because it's a really easy way of being helpful, right? And so then you're like, yeah. Ooh, everybody commented on my post about needing prayers.
Right.
So then you do it again and again and again, and it feeds into that mentality. Yeah. It becomes a pattern.
That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. But
thanks for wrapping that up for me, baby. You did a great job.
And the more entrenched in our lives and you're welcome. The more entrenched in our lives and our organizations and our networks that we become, the less we see the need for new patterns. But we need those inspired evangelists. We need new patterns because we need growth and change in our lives and our writings. And that's how we really get happy. By breaking free of patterns, man.
Yep. I agree. Yep. No, I totally agree. Because patterns is the same thing as like a rut.
Yeah, man. It's totally like a rut.
And if you get in the rut, it's hard to get out.
Which gives us a condensed writing tip of the pod.
But if you don't let yourself get in the rut because you're always changing stuff up, then... Yeah.
And now that gives us the condensed writing tip of the pod, which is...
go write somewhere new.
Yeah, man.
Seriously. If you're able-bodied, get up off of that and go write somewhere besides your normal desk or coffee house or library. Shift it up.
Yeah, man.
Switch it up.
Oh, Switch it up. That's the word.
F it up.
Hey, you know what?
Whatever, but don't shift it up.
You know unless what? You're driving the car. Shifting it up. That's clever and that's breaking the pattern.
You're putting it in high gear, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we think I made a word issue and had a little brain glitch, but in fact, it was just genius.
It was genius.
So genius.
Shifted up.
One way to be happy is to think every time you make a mistake, it's genius. Thanks, Sean, for...
For what, love?
For leaning back in your chair and making that giant noise.
Nobody knew what a...
They are!
Oh, my God. You make everything so naughty.
No, I don't. How? No, I don't want to know. Don't want to know. What were you saying, baby?
I don't know.
There's something about Angel
Halo? I meant to see this halo.
Over your head? Something in a circle over his head because he's so good.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh! Stop. Don't stop that.
What?
I didn't mean stop for real. You set me up. But I think that last one ended with you trying to make me look bad.
No.
Oh, yeah, because I leaned back and went, you trying to make me
did
look
naughty. Did
you just
forget that already?
Yeah. But I remembered. Hey, there's a lot of thoughts coming into the brain when you're superhuman.
When you're superhuman. Podcast.
On a heavenly level.
Sean's been painting today and possibly the fumes have gotten.
It was a very small room.
It was a really small room.
Dog tip for life. Am I supposed to be talking right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you meant when you gave me that little bit of information. Routines are important for dogs, but that doesn't mean that they don't get bored. Wow. It took me forever to figure that out.
You have such a brain
delay. Let your dog stop to sniff an interesting bush. Let your dog spend a second at that nice little hydrant. Well, a second longer than you want to spend, at least. Let yourself stop to notice an interesting tree. Add in 15 minutes to your schedule to allow yourself some room to discover and roam.
No.
I'd add in a lot more than that, because if you're anything like me, you're going to get just sidetracked. And once you start roaming, the day's over with pretty soon. Whew. Anyways, that's all from Sparty.
That's it, man?
Yeah.
Wow.
These dogs aren't too talkative lately. They've been pretty moody.
Yeah, they have been. Moody dogs. So basically, your dog tip is what? Just enjoy life, man?
Yeah, do something different. Take some time to just like notice things around you.
Slow
down, let your brain roam around a bit, let your body roam around a bit. Hopefully together. And, brain and body.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, man. Okay, thank you.
Bye, baby. Woof.
You thank you for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that hopefully make you smile every bit, or at least say, I'm so glad I'm not them.
Yeah.
For more of the awesome tips that go along with this podcast, check out Gary John's book, Stop Log.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say, man.
That's all you gotta
say? Subscribe, do all that stuff that they tell you to do.
Yeah. That'd be cool if somebody would. Has anybody?
I don't know. We have a lot of listens.
Yeah.
No, we do have subscribers.
I want some subscribers and some likes. Like, at least for the new year.
Well, then you gotta share the podcast.
I share it.
You have to comment and share it, babes.
Oh, does that make a difference?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Facebook. All that work.
Anyways, for the more intellectual and intelligent tips that go with the podcast, check it out on the blog. We're available on multiple platforms somehow.
Because Carrie's much more intellectual when she's doing work without me around.
So true.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, baby.